President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden announced yesterday that he was dropping out of the race. And joining us this morning with his thoughts is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dan. And it looks like the Democrats have stole the show and have taken the lead on the newspapers. And with Harris leading the pack, it'll be a big thing for them not to make this a coronation. Somehow it's got to be some sort of open process.
So that's kind of the next step, is actually now more or less repicking the nominee. And how is that going to work out?
Well, I think it's a lot of states have their rules, and I don't claim to know all the rules. The other thing is, how do the Republicans handle this thing? Because if Trump has a big problem, it's with independent women, and certainly Harris will steal a lot of those. So the Republicans are going to have to adjust, because independents have a great deal of effect on this year's election.
So what will President Joe Biden's role be here going forward? Because he's not stepping down from the presidency. He's not resigning office, but he's just saying, I'm not the nominee anymore. So what does he do going forward?
Well, the big thing is Lyndon Johnson did the same thing. He announced that he was not going to be the candidate in 68 and finish the term. However, the thing that you have to look at is the convention. Does Biden speak at the convention? Because if that happens, it brings the whole thing up again.
Now, another question also is, Vice President Harris is, of course, the vice president. So what is that the Democrats going to do in terms of a vice presidential candidate?
Oh, she would have to pick somebody and present them to the convention for their approval. And who that might be is probably his list as long as you can understand. But, you know, you have to have another issue. On Wednesday, the Prime Minister of Israel is going to speak to the Congress. And Biden and Harris really aren't on the same page on that particular issue.
Now, do you think anybody could challenge Harris for this, or do you think it's kind of a done deal?
Well, the way they're coming in, it would be I think it's going to be a done deal. There might be some token, but that would have to happen pretty quickly. But also, as you look into the election, especially with Harris, the Democratic nominee against Trump, the Democrats are going to have abortion as a major issue. And the Catholic bishops and other pro-life people are going to have to decide how they're going to handle that, because the abortion issue, if you listen to Harris, that's her big issue.
Alrighty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll be talking very soon as this all continues to unfold. But thank you so much for joining us.
Very, very soon, Dan.
WATD political analyst John Creed.